AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Affirm jumps 11.7%, but the credit services recovery still lacks a live trend signal. AFRM's 73.8% 12-week rebound has repaired the weekly price position. Yet average volume, inactive trend confirmation, and negative relative strength keep the setup short of a clean regime shift. Research brief. Affirm Holdings closed at $73.92 for the week ended 19 June, up 11.7% and 18.4% above its weekly trend line. The move ranks strongly inside U.S. financial services and credit services, but the ShareMaestro signal mix remains uneven, with no active trend signal, no fresh activity pressure buy, and volume only in line with the 13-week average. Key points. 1. AFRM gained 11.7% on the week, 13.3% over 4 weeks, and 73.8% over 12 weeks, consistent with a deep recovery attempt. 2. The stock sits 18.4% above its $62.45 trend line, and 51.3% above ShareMaestro fair value of $48.84, but remains 26.1% below its $100.00 52-week high. 3. Volume was 23.3 million shares, equal to 1.0x the 13-week average, and only 0.8x the 52-week average, so participation confirmed direction, but not with force. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is positive at 0.69, but down 15.0% over 4 weeks, while relative strength remains negative, at negative 9.47. 5. Sector and industry context is supportive on price momentum, with AFRM ranking in the strongest part of U.S. financial services for the week, although trend and RS breadth remain thin. Weekly price action repairs the chart, not the signal state. Affirm Holdings finished the latest completed week at $73.92, a gain of 11.7%, taking the 4-week return to 13.3% and the 12-week move to 73.8%. That is a substantial recovery attempt for the digital and mobile commerce lender, and it places the close 18.4% above the weekly trend line at $62.45. The price is also 51.3% above ShareMaestro fair value at $48.84, a sign that demand has moved well ahead of the model's valuation anchor. The issue is confirmation. AFRM's trend backdrop is still inactive, and the latest signal set shows no fresh activity pressure buy. The share is only 55.0% through its 52-week range and remains 26.1% below the $100 high, so the recovery has improved the weekly tape without yet erasing high-water drawdown risk. Financials context helps, but credit services breadth is selective. AFRM weekly gain sits well ahead of the U.S. financial services average weekly return of 0.5% and the U.S. credit services industry average of 2.8%. Within the broader sector group, the stock ranked 27th out of 1,012 names, around the 97th percentile, while its 12-week return is also far above the sector's 15.2% and the industry's 22.1% averages. The breadth backdrop is less conclusive. Financial services shows 76.0% positive market dynamics breadth, but only 42.0% active trend breadth and 37.0% positive RS breadth. Credit services is even more split, with 83.0% positive activity pressure, but just 34.0% active trend breadth, and 18.9% positive RS breadth. That leaves AFRM aligned with a lively industry rebound, but not with the smaller group of confirmed relative outperformers, such as SEZL, LPRO, and ENVA. Participation and market dynamics leave room for doubt. Volume was 23.3 million shares in the latest week, close to the 13-week average of 24.0 million, and below the 52-week average of 29.3 million. The 1.x volume ratio is sufficient for a normal advance, but it falls short of the stronger participation threshold that would make the latest 11.7% move more convincing. The prior 32.9% jump in mid-April came on 33.4 million shares, giving this week's rebound a more measured participation profile. Activity pressure is positive at 0.69, but it has slipped 15.0% over 4 weeks, while the relative strength reading remains negative at negative 9.47, despite a 48.6% improvement over the same period. The Share Maestro expectancy read is neutral at 50.47%, matching the broader message. Price has improved faster than the signal stack. Risk remains high, even as gains skew larger. AFRM's risk profile is still aggressive. 13-week weekly return volatility stands at 10.7%, above the 52-week base of 9.0%. Over the last 52 weeks, downside weeks outnumber upside weeks, 29 to 23. And the latest risk bucket view shows sharp losses in 38.5% of observed weeks versus strong gains in 34.6%. The offset is that average positive weeks have been larger at 8.8% than average negative weeks at negative 5.7%, which helps explain how the stock can post a strong quarterly recovery despite frequent setbacks. For the next few weeks, the key watch points are whether the trend line remains protected, whether activity pressure stops fading, and whether any further advance arrives with a volume ratio above 1.5x. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Share Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.